And good afternoon, Orofino. On this Halloween, October 31st, it's time for your Soul Care Minute, brought to you by Thinky Logging.
Hey there, friend. This is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Let's pause and remind ourselves and those around us that life matters. We are not replaceable, and hope is real. The year was 1933. Our nation was deep into the Depression. Hope was dim. Outlook was bleak. It was against this national atmosphere that Franklin Delano Roosevelt stepped to the podium and gave his first inaugural address, in which we have coined a very famous phrase, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself, nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance. Fear is a powerful motivator." Today, many of our doorbells will ring and we'll be greeted by masked faces costumed to resemble a number of fears, each holding out bags for sweets with a sing-song, "Trick or treat!" What better time than today to reflect on what it is that makes us afraid? What holds us back, keeping our advance into a steady form of retreat? Do you ever feel that way? One exciting step forward and three crippling steps back? Franklin's wife, Eleanor, is credited with the advice of, "Do one thing every day that scares you." She writes that she had an excessively fearful temperament. She says, "Fear has always seemed to me to be the worst stumbling block which anyone has to face. It is the great crippler. Looking back, it strikes me that my childhood and my early youth were one long battle against fear." As she matured, Eleanor Roosevelt consciously attempted to reduce her fears by successfully accomplishing tasks that caused her apprehension. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, "I lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along." And there may be science to that. Researchers have proven that doing something that scares you will make you more productive, prepare you for new and unexpected changes, help you push your boundaries in the future, and make it easier to harness your creativity. What is that something you have been afraid to do, or try, or even give up? What is it that you know once you do, or you experience, or you let it go, everything will change? Award-winning author and speaker Clarissa Pinkola Estes encourages us to consider that most fear is not a fear of failure, but rather it's a fear to live fully. In her article, Fears to Fears, she shares the following challenge. I have several fears I would like you to have. Fear these. Fear not loving while you have the chance. Fear becoming bitter. Fear cynicism. Fear turning to stone. Fear living underwhelmed by everything. When the culture drags you back and forth between being fearful and being a person who gives blessings, give blessings. When the culture drags you back and forth between being fearful and being merciful, be merciful. When the culture drags you back and forth between being fearful and being forgiving, be forgiving. When the culture drags you back and forth between fearing and loving, when the great they say it must be decided one or the other, you can be fearful or do the other, be loving. Yes, fear is a powerful motivator, but there is a motivator that is greater than the worst fear, and that is love. Love removes fear. Love compels and beckons the soul to live and do and be the person who is fully alive on the inside. So can I challenge us this All Hallows Eve to do as Eleanor Roosevelt suggested and face one thing that scares us, that seems impossible or undoable, to start that business, invent that invention, call that person you met, forgive that enemy. May the sweetest truth you give yourself today, dear listener, be that love never fails. Go ahead, take a chance. Dare to live fully the dreams your soul has dreamed. You get one chance to live this life. Make it your best one. Until next time, this is Christina with your Soul Care Minute, and thanks for listening.
If you were to look up Thinky Logging in the dictionary, you'd find a definition of hardworking men and women dedicated to making our forests multi-use, healthy, and sustainable. Finke Logging has been proud to live, work, and recreate in our beautiful Clearwater Valley for more years than most can count. Leading and educating everyone in the sustainable use practice of timber harvest and the jobs they create is your longtime friends at Finke Logging.